I'm Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul, where Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharra visited Ankara Tuesday to meet Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. However, the Syrian leader's trip comes after first visiting Saudi Arabia, which is seen as a balancing act between the two regional powers amidst a growing competition for influence over Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan did not hold back in hospitality in hosting Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharra. Erdogan even sent one of his presidential jets to fly al-Sharra and his large delegation to Ankara. In a joint press statement, Erdogan was keen to stress the significance of the visit.
I see today's historic visit as the beginning of a period of permanent friendship and cooperation between our countries. All our institutions and organizations have been making intense efforts over the past 2 months to restore our relations to a strategic level.
President al-Sharra was quick to praise Erdogan's offer of support.
The significant support is still tangible through Turkey's ongoing efforts to ensure the success of the current leadership in Syria, politically and economically, ensuring the independence, unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Syria.
Sharra developed close ties with Ankara during the years of fighting the Assad regime. The Turkish military protected the Idlib enclave where Sharra was based, while Turkey offered refuge to many Syrians fleeing the fighting. Aydın Selcan is a former senior Turkish diplomat in the region and is now an analyst for the independent news portal Medioscope. He says Ankara is well placed to work with the new Syrian regime. But Selcan cautions that Ankara should not overestimate its influence.
Ankara definitely will be viewed as a positive outside contributor by these new Syrian rulers because of the fact that we here in Turkey are host to over 5 million Syrians and that also Turkey helped protect Idlib. But the center of this Syrian endeavor, recreation of this restructuring, of this fresh beginning, will be Damascus. It will not be Doha. It will not be Ankara. It will not be Geneva.
While the Syrian and Turkish leaders exchanged warm words, there were few concrete announcements, only vague commitments to cooperation in security and development. Despite Ankara's strong support of the Syrian rebels, Syria's new leader chose to make his first overseas visit as president to Saudi Arabia, one of Turkey's main rivals in the region. International relations professor Hussein Barca of Ankara's Middle East Technical University. International relations professor Hussein Barca of Ankara's Middle East Technical University says the Syrian president is sending a message to Ankara.
He is Arab nationalist with Islamic backgrounds. He's not a Turkish one. So this is why many people expect that there would be also in the long run different views, opinions on certain regional issues.
Saudi and Turkish leaders are engaged in a competition for influence among Sunni Arab countries. But Ankara is at a disadvantage with its economy in crisis. Unlike oil-rich Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, it has little cash to offer to pay for Syria's rebuilding. But analysts say Sharra appears ready to broaden his options further as he seeks to rebuild his country, says Sezin Öner, an international relations commentator for Turkey's Politikyol news portal.
Turned out to be such a realpolitik buff. He's turning and negotiating with almost everyone, including the Russians. They would be also approaching Turkey with their own interests. And whether they're aligned with Turkey's interests, that's another question.
Turkey's ongoing military presence in Syria as part of its war against a Kurdish insurgency by the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, could become a point of tension, experts predict, between Ankara and Syria's new rulers. While Iran, like Russia, a key backer of the Assad regime, is too seeking to reposition itself to try and reach out to the new Syrian regime, says Professor of International Relations Bilgehan Alagöz, an Iran expert at Istanbul's Marmara University.
there are some pragmatic approaches. The Iranian authorities have already started to label Assad as a person who didn't act in accordance with Iran in order to have some new approach towards the new system in Syria.
Ankara still has cards to play with Syria, being well positioned to offer support in helping to rebuild the country with its expertise in construction, energy and security. But experts warn Ankara will face a battle for influence in Damascus as it seeks to broaden its opportunities. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.